Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. From the Republican American this weekend, solving Connecticut's fiscal woes. It's not going to be easy and won't happen quickly, according to Governor Ned Lamont. He told the Northwest Hills Council of Governments that in a landmark visit on Friday. Lamont is the first sitting governor to attend a meeting of the council. He gave an abbreviated State of the State address. He heard the council's legislative goals for 2019-20 and engaged in a back-and-forth discussion with elected officials representing the 21 municipalities of the council. The governor was optimistic during the hour-long gathering at the University of Connecticut Extension Center and expressed confidence the state is on the right track. Quote, "The fiscal situation was a little more horrific than I thought it would be when I took office," end quote. But he went on to say, quote, "It's been made clear to me that we have the will to get this done, and slowly we're beginning to get out of fiscal crisis and get our fiscal house in order," end quote. Community Access to the Arts presents Making Ways, a display of artwork featuring various paintings by CATA artists. The exhibit runs through April 16th at the Good Purpose Gallery, 40 Main Street in Lee. More information, goodpurpose.org. Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation, has their regular meeting coming up 5 p.m. at Town Hall. North Canaan Recreation Committee, their meeting 7 until 8 p.m. Great Barrington Historical Society is presenting in honor of Jackie Robinson's 100th birthday, guest speaker Kevin Larkin, on Wednesday, April 17th, at the Claire Teague Senior Center on South Main Street in Great Barrington. The program is free and open to the public. For the 8th consecutive year, Kent Conservation Commission sponsoring an educational program at the Kent Memorial Library with an environmental theme, time to be near Earth Day, and coincide with the Kent Center School Spring Break. This year's program is titled Air is All Around Us, will be about air quality, and will be held Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning. Carol Franken, E.D., and Vice Chair of the KCC will present the program, which is designed for children in pre-K through grade 3. The program is free and open to the public. Salisbury Affordable Housing, they have their meeting coming up on April 17th at 5:30. Meanwhile, the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee has a meeting set for Wednesday the 17th at 5:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. The Conservation Commission has their regular meeting in Sharon at 6:30 on Wednesday, April 17th, 6:30. Open mic night number 4 at the VFW Post 5444 is Wednesday, April 17th, 7 till 10 p.m. The VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains, Pat Mann hosting the event. All musicians and singers to perform music of all types. Amps, PA system, and mics will be ready for you to play. More information at 845-877-6300. The Energy Environment Commission in Sharon has a meeting set for Thursday at 8 in the morning at Sharon Town Hall. A town board meeting coming up in Ankrum will be the 18th at 7 p.m. Bayon Plains has their town board meeting on the 18th at 7 p.m. An Easter bake sale will take place Friday the 19th from 4:30 till 6:30 at Suburban International Medical on Stockbridge Road in Lee. All proceeds benefit Noni's Angels Relay for Life team. Everybody invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Friday, April 19th from 6 until 7 p.m. Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse presents country music and dancing, a live country music band, plus DJ and line dancing and two-stepping. Plus, there'll be snacks, fun, and a full cash bar. It'll happen Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. Tickets available at SharonPlayhouse.org or at the door. Sharon Audubon Center has a full moon hike Friday evening, 7:30 till 9 at the Audubon Center. Ages 10 and up are welcome. Non-members, trail fee of $3 adult, $1.50 per child. Members are free. No pre-registration is required. Questions or information, 860-364-0520, extension 105. The Sharon Energy Environment Commission sponsoring a Sharon Roadside Pickup on Saturday, 10 a.m. Meet at Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Gloves, bags, and vests will be provided. More information at 364-9303. Pine Plains will be holding its first ever Pine Day on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Lineup includes Seymour Smith Intermediate Learning Center Principal Julie Roberts reading from her favorite book, Jeanette Winter's Tree of Peace. Teacher Nelson Zayas reading the story of the little people of the Mohicans who lived in the woods. A craft workshop for children to make biodegradable houses for to be left out and around town. And lectures from Mark Stonehill, Full Circus Farm, on composting and tree planting. All events will be held at the community center above the library on South Main Street. Town of Sharon has their annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Sharon Daycare Center holding that on the grounds of Sharon Center School. Easter Bunny arriving at 11. The hunt begins at 11:15. Treats will be provided. It's fun for all, big and small. 31st Annual Easter Egg Hunt Hayride, sponsored by the Millerton American Legion Post, Millerton Rod and Gun Club, and Millerton Fire Company, will take place on Saturday at the club grounds. All children and parents are asked to meet at the firehouse at 26th Century Boulevard to take their hayride to wagons over and back at 11 a.m. in front of the Millerton Firehouse. Proceed to the gun club no later than 11:15 and will return back at the firehouse after the hunt. Hot dogs and refreshments will be served after the hunt, and before returning back to the firehouse, the Easter Bunny will be present. Five lucky children will win the golden egg prize. Passaic Fire Company Auxiliary has their Easter egg hunt on Saturday, 12 till 2, at the firehouse. Preschool to 12 years. Bring your baskets. Refreshments will be available. Excellent Eggs on Saturday at the Sharon Audubon Center beginning at 1 o'clock. Ages 4 and up are welcome. Non-members, trail fee of $3. Adult, $1.50. Children, members are free. If you're thinking about eggs, this family-friendly hands-on event will be an exploration of the many kinds of eggs in the natural world. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They've got a brand new dining room all refreshed at the Interlaken. And also Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 27.53 to 26,384.77 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7976.01 and the S&P 500 at 2905.58. We'll take a look at the Tri-State forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.